This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk Podcast, episode number 64. My name is Brian Anderson, founder and creator of All Things Annuity Straight Talk. I'm here again. Apologize the repeat for anyone who's been watching this consistently. I got a lot of new people coming in every day, so there's your introduction. And this week, I want to talk about something that's been prevalent this year, and a lot of people have heard me gripe about it a fair bit. So I wrote this little newsletter, and this week, it's a very short newsletter, just kind of gets right to the point. It's only about 500 words or so it's not anything too in-depth, but this subject can absolutely go into a lot more critical detail. So if you want to talk about any of this stuff, you can give me a call, 800-438-5121. Schedule an appointment on the website, top right corner, schedule a call button, any page on annuitystraighttalk.com. So I'm not going to share my screen. I'm just going to talk to you guys a little bit. You can watch the newsletter when this go, or you can read the newsletter when this goes out. I had one of my clients, a really good friend of mine now, who said, I like to read the newsletter first, and then I go watch the podcast. That's actually a really good idea. I'm not just trying to get more traction on the website, but writing is separate from talking, and talking, it's a little easier to kind of go off script and go into more detail about various subjects or in any of the subject matter. And in the writing, it's like I kind of make sure it writes out, and I'm getting worse at writing the more I do the podcast. So I don't know. Hopefully I can keep both of them going, but it takes a little bit of effort. So the title this week, obviously, annuities and greed don't mix. I don't mean to call anybody greedy, but the way people have been chasing rates this year seems like we're kind of chasing the stock market. A lot of you guys have heard me say that this year. It's been slightly frustrating because of how quickly rates have been changing. I've had people get into, we do an application, we get into a contract. And as things are processing, oh, some other companies, 0.25% higher. Let's change and go do that. So it's created a lot of work for me, and it's been frustrating at times, but I don't want anybody to misunderstand me. It has been very satisfying to have better products to work with, and I'm super excited for a lot of people, but I have been chasing my tail a little bit this year. So I don't fault anyone for wanting to get the very best deal possible. And I do know, and the reason I say this, there's a lot of people that are still waiting as the rates will creep up a little bit. Oh, yeah, well, it might be a little higher next week or in a month. So that's kind of what I wanted to address and why it's not always best to wait, I guess. So if rates are going to go higher, yeah, go ahead, wait as long as you want. I don't care. It is possible they go a bit higher. Realize that it's been published and the Federal Reserve intends to crash the economy if they have to in order to tamp down inflation. When that happens, you're going to see rates are going to go the other way in a pretty big hurry, and you'll be back down to low rates. So if you wait too long, then you're not going to get what you want. I do hope for maybe rates to normalize and kind of stay stable for a little bit, but I have no idea how it's going to shake out. And if you would have asked me earlier this year, oh man, we're going to have a 4.2% 10-year treasury, because I read all the analytics that I read earlier in the year, they were talking about, a lot of the analysts said they expected the 10-year treasury to be trading around 2% by the end of the year. Now we're at 4%. And well, it's November 4th. I'm recording this. You guys are going to see this November 12th, I think. So anyway, it's like, keep things in perspective, keep things in mind that just because you want it to be so may not be so. And you have to have a fair bit of economic analysis behind why you think rates are going to go higher rather than just say, oh, they're going to go higher, so I'm going to buy something, right? I don't think anybody that's waiting is greedy, so I don't mean to disparage people, of course. but it's a nice catchy title. And it does kind of feel like that, but like people are chasing the rates like they've been chasing return in the stock market. And there is a similarity there. I mean, there's a lot of people that get into the market or out of it at the wrong time. You either sell too early or buy too late. And I think everybody's probably got their own personal stories that will show you a point in time where they made the wrong decision. So when you get the rate you want, we're talking about fixed guarantees. Holy cow. Really good stuff right now. So maybe you don't wait. If you locked in 4% earlier this year, some people might say, well, should I wait to get 5%? Or right now you can get 5%, but should I wait until I can get 6? And I could tell you without a shadow of a doubt, if I knew where rates were going to top out, hell, they might go to 12%. I have no idea. If you're going to wait for that, that's as risky as doing anything else. There's a cost to waiting, and that's what everybody needs to understand. Now, early in the year, February, March, is when we've got the first 4% rates on fixed annuities, and a lot of people locked into that, and I think that's a good deal. If they would have waited until now to get 5%, they would have given up 2%. It was like half of their yield, maybe a little bit more, depending on when they bought it. They would have already made some money, so there's a cost to wait. And if they gave up 2% for the 6 months of interest just to get 1% more, it's going to take them a couple years to catch up. And in a 5-year term, 7-year term, of course, you'll catch up and go beyond that. But I'm not even talking about the fact that if you get in early, you wait a year. If you did it earlier, then you're also 1 year closer to the end of the surrender term where you can reposition assets. And if you really think rates are going to go, then maybe you want to be liquid sooner so you can get an even better rate down the road. So if you find the deal you want, don't wait. And it's hard to say, but there are a lot of people out there waiting. Now, those people that are waiting are likely not getting 0%. So it's not a perfect comparison. It's not, you know, you can certainly calculate that. Say if you're getting 2% while you wait, then from 4 to 5, you're getting 2% in the meantime, then it makes the break even a little sooner. So, and the reason why I'm doing this now is because we kind of topped out somewhere higher than a lot of people thought we would. And I can't say we're topped out yet, but as rates get higher, then an increase will be less likely to offset the cost of waiting. So the difference between a 0.5% difference at 4% is a much greater difference than a 0.5% at 5%. So you just divide 0.5% by 4 and 0.5% by 5. At 4, you've got 8 compounding periods to match, you know, and that's just basic arithmetic. That's arithmetic. It's not geometric. So obviously compounding is going to change that a little bit, but you have 8 compounding periods versus 10 to equal out. And so as rates get higher, and I think like if you want to go to the extreme, you say, oh, what's the difference between getting 90% return and 91% return? If you had to wait a year, if you could take 90% now and wait a year to get 91%, it would take you 90 years arithmetically and geometrically with compounding. It would be less than 90, but still, it would take you that long to catch up. So at some point, you're going to have to wait. Now, convexity is a term used in bond markets to explain the relationship between bond prices and changes in interest rates. So to calculate convexity, you need a yield and a duration. And as the duration gets longer and the yield gets higher, then you have more volatility in the price of a bond. Within that analysis of convexity lies an indicator that tells you why it's not always best to wait for rates to go higher. And that's the 0.5% at 4 versus 0.5% at 5. As rates run higher, there's less marginal benefit for waiting to get more. So this is kind of meant to tell everybody not to simply just chase rates, but like focus on your plans and your ideas, your desires, your financial plan, and what rate works, what rate locks it, and what rate guarantees it, and what rate gets you there. And if you get that rate that's going to solve all your problems, why in the world would you risk just to get a little bit more? Because it's going to take you time, and that time has a cost. And so that's kind of like, it goes along with the last couple of podcasts I've done. So this is why I say like annuities and greed don't mix. The stock market's for greed, like real estate's for greed. And you can be calculated in either one of those, but you don't want to sit there and chase yield on safe stuff. Safe stuff is stuff you put away. And when it comes to the world of annuities, like we're talking about solving retirement problems, right? We can do any of it with 5% right now. We can do most of it with 4%. I don't think that anybody who locked in a 4% deal, 4.1, 3.9 early in the year, I think they got in at a really good time. And they'll probably be happy. In the long run, I expect rates to probably come back down a little bit. But annuities are not for greed. You do greed elsewhere. You stuff your money into a safe deal. Now, I could go to a B-plus company and get 5.7 or 8%. I'm not going to do a B-plus company. I'm not greedy enough to do that because it's not worthwhile. Annuities are for safe. Annuities are for protection. Annuities are for peace of mind. So my job is getting easier because we do have good rates to work with, but I want you guys to keep your eye on the ball and realize that if you find the rate that's going to make it work, then take it and be done with it, right? And I'm not faulting anybody who wants to wait if rates go higher. Just remember that it's going to cost you something to get there, and you might end up settling for less at some point. Like, rates don't always just go up or down. Like, they change. And the reason why I was ragging on bonds for the last 7-8 years is because I saw where rates were. They're going to go up at some point, and we didn't know when. A few years ago, I thought rates were going to stay really low for a long time. Now we're somewhere around like the long-term average is where we're at. So you take the long-term average, which every financial model is built on, a long-term average, you can get it done, lock it away, and be finished. If you want to wait a month or two. And again, another reminder that the Fed changing rates is not what sets your annuity yield. That is not what happens. We've got a supply chain issue that's led to a lot of inflation. We have the strengthening US dollar because we're a safe haven. I mean, the British pound basically collapsed. Everything else, every other currency is down. That's another reason why we get inflation. You know, a 5% yield on an annuity is preferable to losing money in the stock market. I know we've been on a nice rally lately. I don't think that's going to continue. And I'd love to be wrong because I don't want to see anybody lose money. But the Fed changes in rate policy are not going to affect your annuity in the long run. You might get a blip. You might be able to lock in, but if you don't want to take 5.25% and you're instead waiting for 5.5%, and the people who have told me that, they know who I'm talking to them right now. Maybe you get it and maybe you don't, but if you don't want 5.25%, what are you going to do when it drops? I like this story from like the late 80s when the Treasury went from 10% to 9.5%, and then, you know, in the early 90s went to 9%, and everybody's saying, well, we'll wait till it gets back to 10%. That's what I want. And they waited and waited, and the Treasury dropped and dropped and dropped, and rates came down, 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 down. That's where we're at right now. It's finally started to turn around. Do you think it's going back to 10%? I mean, I suppose if you waited a year to get 10%, then you'd be okay, but do you really think it's going there? So my advice is, when you find a good deal, take it. Get into the surrender term. You like annuities. I can show you how they work. I've done it 1,000 times. Show you why they're effective and why it's going to solve your problems in retirement, give you a nice good yield, safe money, piece of cake. But again, there's a cost to wait, and you might end up taking less to get it. So anyway, there's another rant from me. Gonna have a few of these over the next time, because this is kind of it is kind of frustrating to get people to realize, yes, this is what everybody's been asking for. I mean, it's like, oh man, since I started the website, oh, if I could just get 5%, now you can get 5%, nobody wants to do it. So anyway, episode 64, annuities and greed don't mix. Annuities are not for greed. Annuities for setting money aside, protecting it and growing it well. We got good rates in fixed annuities and index annuities if you want a little bit more out of it. Schedule a call with me if you want to talk about it. Upper right corner, any page on annuitystraighttalk.com, or call me 800-438-5121. We're in the stocking cap today because we got winter started. I got a bald head now. And like to keep myself warm. So changing up the wardrobe a little bit. Anyhow, thank you guys so much for joining me for episode 64. And you guys have a great day, and get a hold of me if you'd like to chat about it in more detail. Okay, thanks. Bye.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.